confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
We're still working on the home board game for this. It's time for us to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? The problem we're running into, you got to understand, is how do we fit Katie in the box? You know, then how do we keep her alive?
Because you want to be authentic.
Because at first we're like, we'll just poke some holes in the lid.
But she'll breathe.
She's got to eat. She's got to. And caller 17 this morning is Omar. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning.
All right, welcome to the show. And I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot is $80. Katie is leaving the studio. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
That is correct. All right, here we go. Question 1. The jury in the Diddy trial has reached a verdict. Well, mostly. The reason they're still deliberating is because the only issue they're not sure about yet is the racketeering part of it. Everything else is settled. Racketeering is a legal term better known as what?
Bribery.
Question 2. Todd Chrisley's out of prison after getting a full pardon from President Trump for some reason, and he's wasting no time getting back on TV. He was doing an interview, and he talked about how tough he was in prison, and he threatened the life of Rick Singer, who was the guy who organized that USC celebrity college scandal, if you remember that. Name one of the 3 celebrities that got wrapped up in that scandal.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
All right. Question 2. BTS, Kevin.
Yes.
Made a huge announcement that they're all done with their hiatus and are back on tour. They all had to take a turn serving in the military, but they're all done now. What country's military did they each have to serve in?
Korea?
More specifically.
South Korea?
Question 4. Bobbleheads at baseball games are pretty common, but one that's coming up for a game next month is selling for more than game tickets, and it's George Costanza. The Yankees are going to have a bobblehead night for the Seinfeld character, and the internet is already blowing up with resales. Who was George Costanza's boss when he worked for the Yankees?
Not sure.
All right.
Pass on that one too.
And question 5, Lily Phillips is an OnlyFans, we'll call her a model, and she announced last night that she broke the record for the most men in 12 hours ever. She said she will soon release the video of her having 1,113 men in 12 hours. But as she kept that rate up for another 12 hours, how many men total would it be?
2 million.
2 million. All right. Kevin, bring Katie back in here. Omar, what do you do for a living?
I just live life.
Yeah, I love it. Katie. Omar, for a living.
Okay.
He just lives life.
Good boy.
I love it. I love it. All right. No, seriously, what do you do for money? We're worried about you.
That's what I do. I live life. I have fun.
All right. Well, how does Kevin sign up for that job?
Right.
Can Kevin get an application? All right, here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Question 1. The jury in the Diddy trial has reached a verdict.
Oh.
Mostly. We still don't have it public yet because they're still deliberating over the racketeering charge, but everything else is done. So I would say that by this time tomorrow, we'll know what the jury has decided in the Diddy trial. That's just my hunch. Racketeering is a legal term better known as what?
Like fraud?
I'll accept that. I also accepted bribery from Omar. What I was looking for was organized crime or the mafia.
Oh, okay.
Racketeering is the official term for that. Question 2. Todd Chrisley, you know he's a free man. He's innocent. Pardoned by the president.
Yep. Doesn't have to pay restitution.
Well, yeah, exactly. What a guy. What a world. But he was on TV, of course, talking about how tough he was in prison. And he even said that he threatened the life of Rick Singer, who was the guy who organized that USC celebrity college scandal. Remember that one?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, well, then you're not going to get this right.
What is it?
The USC college scandal.
Oh, I thought you said UFC.
USS.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Name one of the three celebrities that got wrapped up in that.
Aunt Becky.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
Lori Loughlin is her name. Also, Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy. Question three, BTS made a huge...
I think William H. Macy actually was the only one that got out of it.
I think he did get out of it, but his reputation got all tarnished. Okay. Question three, BTS, they're done with their hiatus, with their mandatory military service. They are going on tour, and they are releasing a live album and movie. So congratulations, Kevin. That's exciting. What country's military did they have to serve in?
South Korea.
That is correct. Question four. This is pretty funny. I can't believe it took this long. But you know how baseball teams have bobblehead nights?
Yeah.
So there's a bobblehead coming up for a game next month that is selling for more than the game tickets on the resale value. And it's a George Costanza bobblehead at Yankees, for a Yankees game.
Okay.
Pretty funny. Who was George Costanza's boss on Seinfeld when he worked for the Yankees?
Babe Ruth.
George Steinbrenner.
Okay.
George, get in here. It was played by Larry David. George, get in here. You know what I don't understand? I don't understand this Snapple bottle. Every time I open it, it snaps. Oh my God, so funny. Question five. Lily Phillips, she's your favorite OnlyFans model, I believe. And she had a big announcement last night that she broke the record for the most men in 12 hours. Okay. Congratulations, Lily. She said she will soon release the video of her having 1,113 men in 12 hours.
I wonder if that's like, that's how many people showed up, or that's when she like had to call it quits.
Not quite sure. Like, does Guinness Book show up for that and just verify it? Like when you do the most hula hoops or something?
I don't know.
If she kept that rate up though for another 12 hours, what would the total be?
Okay, that was
1,113 men
in 1 hour.
In 12 hours.
And so what's the question?
If she kept that up for another 12 hours at the same rate, what would the total be?
I don't think I'm doing this right. 4 or 5.
3 seconds.
Okay.
Three.
Two, I'd like you to stop.
One.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I don't know. 2,226
men.
That's what I wrote down.
Why did you say it?
I don't
know. Look.
You did write it down.
God damn it.
I am pissed for you.
What?
Have more confidence.
All right.
I don't have confidence in my math.
Omar, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. Omar got 2. Katie got 3. Katie wins. We're going to have $20 in the jackpot. That'll bring it up to $100. But Omar, what is it that you want to tell us?
I love your guys' show. I've been listening to it for like 12 years. My daughters love it. We listen to it every day. I'm on the way to school. So you guys do a great job and keep it up.
Omar, thank you very much. Did he say I'm not smarter than Katie?
He said, you know what? Okay. Whatever he said was great.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you, Omar. Have a great day. And by the way, I know I said that it looked like this time tomorrow we'll know. It looks like we'll probably know very soon. The breaking news on CNN, verdict to be read in the Diddy trial for sex trafficking very soon. So we'll keep you updated on that story. But right now, let's do Did You Know with Kevin. He goes all over the internet to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. He doesn't spend enough time on it, though, such as, what is a group of cows called? It's not a herd. That answer to that is coming up next, right after something you'll hear on Random Retro, which every day at 5 p.m., we host 90s and 2000s hits.